He timed his loping stride, so he arrived at the guard station a second before the sledge did. He held out his hands, grabbing the front of the cart and stopping it.
Whoa!
What do you want? Get out of the way, you white-haired runt!
All no good. Not red hot enough.
What's the holdup?
Jack reached into the cart and hefted out one of the big rectangular blocks, bending his knees to take the weight, which was considerable.
This?
The albino opened his arms. 100 pounds of nuke glass fell into the soldier's boots. No EM pulse, no deflection. Before the soldier could move, Jack took another, smaller piece of glass and slammed all 25 pounds of it onto the top of his helmet. The pulse rifle clattered to the floor beside the block. The cart-pushing slave and his partners silently backed away from their sledge and made themselves scarce, hightailing it toward the mine entrance. The trooper bent down and retrieved his rifle.
Fucking bastard! Your ass is mine!
He used it like a pry bar to lever the block off his boots. By that time, Jack was running down the side tunnel, his shoulder-length white hair flying. The trooper didn't hesitate. As soon as he got free of the block, he charged after the albino teenager.
What the hell's going on?
I'm out of here before.
A beam 50 times brighter than their badges sliced through the darkness of the cavern.
Let's go before they kill us!
The shot was high and to the right, just past Jack's shoulder.
Ha!
The draftsman's line of green light hit the wall in front of him and melted it instantaneously. At the laser's impact point, the glass immediately liquefied, and the damage spread out around the initial hole, like ice melting around a blowtorch flame. There was no steam, but there was smoke. Harsh, throat-rasping smoke. The liquid glass poured down the wall and melded with the floor as it quickly cooled. The trooper fired again, and again he missed high, perhaps because he was shooting on the run.
Shit! You suck!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
This time, the pulse opened a 2-foot-wide hole near the top of the wall. A slave was caught in a molten glass waterfall that poured down over his head and back. He managed to stand for a split second as it cascaded over him. Then he slowly sank to the floor, his lungs scoured out. As he slumped, his flesh burst into flame. By the time Jack reached the turn, all that remained of the man were the charred bones of his legs, which stuck out of the smoking blob of glass. Trigger pinned, the soldier swung the laser rifle back, trying to slice him in two. Jack threw himself down and rolled.